Bok. Bok, 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 bok.
Lock. Lock.
Radio.
Radio.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Composer Wang Lu was inspired by her childhood memory of music played in a remote mountain town. And we'll hear her raucous orchestral homage on the next Deep Threes. Plus tracks from Sound Prince and Christina Vansu. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ralph Gartner of Volusia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC Newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
MidHudsonNews.com reports that after 4 days of acrimony, arm twisting, and 15 different ballots, the new Republican majority in the 118th Congress finally saw California Republican Kevin McCarthy sworn in as Speaker of the House very early on January 7th. The 15 different ballots required were the most in 164 years. The resistance to McCarthy's elevation came from 20 hard-right election deniers and loyalists of former President Donald Trump and almost ended with fisticuffs in the House chamber. After lengthy negotiations, McCarthy won a majority over. All other business was halted until the Speaker was elected, including the administering of the oath of office to each of the members. Newly elected Mark Molinaro, a Dutchess County Republican who represents the new 19th Congressional District, did not take his oath until early January 7th. He then returned to New York to speak at a ceremony for State Senator Rob Rollison. Molinaro said the first 4 days in Washington did not go as he planned, but he characterized the process as healthy. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Despite the time it took, don't mistake it for wasted time," end quote. Noting, and I quote, "There are ideological differences within the majority, but they were confronted very early," end quote. He said that Congress can now get on with the work they were sent to do. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Americans want us to work on driving down costs, protecting and securing communities, the safety and security at our borders, energy independence, and education. This is what democracy sometimes looks like, and the differences of opinions were aired out in the full view of the public," end quote. Adding, and I quote, "The American people delivered a divided government, and that means we're going to have our differences, and sometimes that means we're going to air them out in public. Rightfully so," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Catherine Tully McManus reports for Politico that Connor Tarosian is now legislative director for Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents New York's 19th congressional district. Tarosian previously was a legislative representative for Representative Glenn Grothman, a far-right Wisconsin Republican. Grothman has been quoted saying such things as, and I quote, "A majority of Americans have voted for a party that wants a world in which you cannot call your parents mom and dad," end quote. And I quote, "I know the strength that Black Lives Matter had on this last election. I know it's a group that doesn't like the old-fashioned family. I'm disturbed that we have another program here in which we're increasing the marriage penalty," end quote. Grothman may be best known for being included in one of HBO comedian John Oliver's People Who Somehow Got Elected series. Molinaro paints himself as a Republican moderate and marched in at least one Black Lives Matter rally as Dutchess County executive, while Tarosian's Twitter feed shows the new congressman has hired an ultra-conservative as his legislative director. On January 9th, new congressperson Mark Molinaro got to take his first votes. Molinaro cast his first ballot for the new rules in the House of Representatives when he again reined back in the C-SPAN cameras that had been showing much more than normal during the long process of electing a Speaker of the House. On his second vote, he laid off 87,000 people enforcing the law as Republicans decided to roll back Joe Biden's recent hiring at the Internal Revenue Service. Molinaro wrote on Twitter that, and I quote, "I just voted to protect families, farmers, and small businesses. No problem has ever been solved by empowering more tax collectors. I voted to repeal Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents," end quote. Both local Republicans, Molinaro and Representative Elise Stefanik, voted for the new rules and the layoffs, while Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against both bills. In Representative Mark Molinaro's first week in Congress, he has broken several campaign promises, and while running as a moderate, he has voted as a conservative. On March 15, 2022, Molinaro, a Republican, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "Day one, I introduce a bill to implement broader protections and services for those with disabilities," end quote. Molinaro has yet to introduce such a bill. During his campaign against Democrat Josh Riley, the former Dutchess County executive said he believes abortion should be, and I quote, "rare, safe, and legal," end quote. But Molinaro has voted on the so-called pro-life side twice in his first week in office. On January 11th, Molinaro voted for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, voting with Republican Elise Stefanik and against local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan. Molinaro and Stefanik also voted for a resolution, and I quote, "expressing the sense of Congress condemning the recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches," end quote, while Tonko and Ryan voted against. None of those bills are expected to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate or to be signed by President Joe Biden into law. Molinaro did co-sponsor H.R. 22, which would stop the sale and export of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Philip Pantuso and Lana Bellamy are reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representatives Marcus Molinaro and Mike Lawler, January 12th, joined other members of the state GOP congressional delegation, now calling on U.S. Representative George Santos to resign. Freshman Hudson Valley Representative Molinaro said Santos should not continue to serve in the 118th Congress. He said in a statement, and I quote, "George Santos's dishonesty has eroded his ability to represent his neighbors and serve in Congress. I don't see how he can continue," end quote. When asked for clarification, Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, texted, and I quote, "yes, that statement means he thinks he should resign," end quote. Molinaro failed to respond directly when asked about the $1,000 campaign contribution accepted by his campaign from then-candidate Santos. In a statement from his office, Lawler, Molinaro's 17th congressional district colleague, also said Santos should step down. He said, and I quote, "it is clear that George Santos has lost the confidence and support of his party, his constituents, and his colleagues. With the extent and severity of the allegations against him, his inability to take full responsibility for his conduct, and the numerous investigations underway, I believe he is unable to fulfill his duties and should resign, end quote. 6 of 11 Republicans in New York's congressional delegation are now calling on Santos to quit. Lawler, Molinaro, former state GOP chair Nick Langworthy, Nick LaLota, Brandon Williams, and Anthony D'Esposito. However, U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, the House Republican Conference Chair, who represents the 21st District in the North Country, has said nothing about Santos since the first New York Times story in December raising doubts about the biographical claims of the Long Island congressperson. Stefanik's office did not respond to multiple requests on January 12th for comment about Santos. During his run for Congress, Santos' campaign donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates, seven of whom won their races. Three of the New York Republicans who received political contributions from Santos, U.S. Representative D'Esposito, Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips, and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, have returned the cash or pledged to do so. A fourth, Suffolk County Legislator Anthony Piccirillo, said he would donate the money. Santos has said he will not resign and will only leave office if voted out. Read the full story in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Willa Kay of West Shokan, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number 10.
Next, we're going to hear 2023 new music from Shay Lingo, Roger Taylor, and Queen. This is My Radio.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Grandma said I got the soul of an old man, so even when the signal dropped and I lost her, I stuck to the program. Cause time ain't waiting for no man. She tried to cool me before she passed. We used to talk on a lot of things, presented her views better than the news. So I tuned into that, not the politics. When my frequency dipped, she was propping it. She delivered me a broadcast on a roadmap that's been helping me navigate populace. Now I got a grip like an octopus. So whether we parlayed on the dark days or the ways that we channeled were topicless, she gave me the tools and I got it fixed before it rained and it rolled in my consciousness. Yeah.
I sit alone and watch your light, my only friend through teenage night.
Chip on my shoulder, kid, like a dog with a bone. I'm a Doberman, getting lit and recording the sober bitch. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Come and sit with me, baby, it's been a while. The devil got a lot of different styles. If they try and lock you in so they can push the agenda, it's okay to spin it down. The white noise can be very loud. If the volume confusing, then bring it down. We align the antenna and bring it down. Don't let them play with your vision now.
Sit alone and watch your light, my only friend through teenage night.
She was my
you back in with you.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine,
nine.
Yeah.
The Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this?
Number
8. Next, we're going to hear 2023 new music from Shay Lingo, Roger Taylor, and Queen. This is My Radio.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Grandma said I got the soul of an old man, so even when a signal dropped and I lost her, I stuck to the program. Cause time ain't waiting for no man, she tried to call me before she passed. We used to talk on a lot of things, presented her views better than the news, so I tuned into that, not the politics. When my frequency dipped, she was propping it. She delivered me a broadcast on a roadmap that's been helping me navigate populace. Now I got a grip like an octopus, so whether we parlayed on a dark days or the ways that we channeled were topicless, she gave me the tools and I got it fixed before it rained and it rolled in my consciousness. Yeah.
I sit alone and watch your light, my only friend through teenage.
Cause it can get stone cold in these streets, and they love to chisel the consequence. Why you think I got chip on my shoulder, kid? Like a dog with a bone, I'm a Doberman. Getting lit and recording the sober bitch. And they gave me the wisdom, I wrote with it. And they gave me the wisdom, I wrote with it. Come and sing with me, baby, it's been a while. The devil got a lot of different styles. If they try and lock you in so they can push the agenda, it's okay to spin it down. The white noise can be very loud. If the volume confusing, then bring it down. When you line the antenna and bring it down. Don't let them play with your vision now.
Sit alone and watch your life.
Right, next we have new music from 2023 from John Cale. This is called Noise of You.
Thank you.
number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
Was 2023 new music from Yola Tengo. Celestine is the name of the song.
Number
6.
Next is 2023 new music from Algiers, with help from Sam Herring from Future Islands and Jay Matthews from Boy Harsher. This is the song called I Can't Stand It on 90.7 FM.
Never asked you for the ashes.
was a road in. Every door that we turned to was closing. But I held the crown on high. Why did they say to me?
Five.
Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas' 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma.
Number
3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3.
Number
2 2 2 2 2.
2022 album La Fenice Magique. This is Scanner with After Magnetism. Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.